Peace. This is John Nasheed. We'd like to talk to you a little today about the call to worship. We know there are many religious groups in the United States of America, and everybody have this specific day to come out to worship, worshiping God. Worship really means the way that we practice our lives in regard to what God demands of us. Today, me being a Muslim, today is the day of Juma, is the call to prayer. And there's a call made by the human voice calling people all over the world to come to worship, come to success. And we know that the Christians on Sundays, they ring their bells, or however they make contact with Jews, they blow their horns, and you know, other religions, same. And the Jew, the Christian, Muslim of the Abrahamic faiths, all related under Abraham. And this is very important because, you know, a society without worship is a destructive society. And we see in our society today how our society is going down, down, down because we forget to remember God. And it's very important that we understand these things. You know, we come to our religious places of worship so we can learn how to live our lives in accordance with God's demand. And that's very, very important, because if not, we're living in a society that's open, anything goes. When they say you have freedom in the United States of America, they mean just that. You have freedom to do anything that you want. But see, the freedom in religion means that we have the freedom to practice religion according to God. That's why we have scripture. We have the Torah. We have the Injil, or the Bible. And we have the Quran. And there's other forms of worship. And the whole purpose is to practice, or try to put into practice, what God demands of us. And this is the mercy of Allah. This is the mercy of God. And we make mistakes quite naturally. We're going to make mistakes. Don't worry about that. Ask God for forgiveness and then work on the mistakes. You know, one of the things that's very, very important is we have the ability. God gives us that ability to correct what is troubling our soul. And what is, do you smoke marijuana? Do you run around with loose women and things of that nature? Quite nasty. That's what's troubling us. Our own sins are troubling us. So we have to correct that. And once we correct that, then we are in the proper mode that God originally created us in the first place. You can't be a man if God created you to be a woman. And you can't be a woman if God created you to be a man. I don't care what laws are passed, what you think about it, or whatever the case might be. And if you do these things contrary to God, your soul will always be troubled. And this is why so many people have alcohol and drugs and things. They call them spirits, but artificial spirit. The true spirit is from God, the creator of all. Thank you. Peace be upon you all. Peace.